The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized by the baptism by which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When they turned heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make the authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to save and give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is my rock, my refuge, my stronghold, firm as the tree roots that clutches the ground. He who has faith builds without worry, unlike the man who builds upon sand. I set my house on a solid foundation. Christ is my rock, the root of my soul's recreation. Amen?
Amen.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. My dear brothers and sisters, today, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, is World Mission Sunday. The church reminds us that the church is a missionary because the church is founded on the foundation of Christ, who is a missionary. And Christ is a missionary because God sent him to come into the world to proclaim the message of love and salvation. And Jesus embraced this mission. And he came, he suffered, and he died. But before his death, he commissioned the apostles to continue to preach this message of love, this message of salvation. So all of us, we have to realize that we are missionaries. And there are three ways that we can perform this responsibility. Number one, if we live by example, if our life is an exemplary life to other people. Number two, by praying for others and not ourselves alone. Number three, by supporting the church financially. So in any way you can perform this role, today the church reminds me that we have to keep doing this because it is our calling. Among these three, at least I know as a priest, I am doing at least one, praying for you. And I will try to explain to you my experience, because I just returned back from a pilgrimage. We went to France, we went to Spain and Portugal. And in these places, we celebrated masses in their cathedrals. The first mass was the one we did at Lourdes, the shrine at Lourdes. And over there, I lighted a candle for all the parishioners of Holy Family. I was praying for you. From Lourdes, we traveled to Zaragoza at the Basilica of Del Pilar. At this basilica, history tells us that it was where our Blessed Mother presented a pillar to the Apostle James. And over there, we venerated this pillar. From Zaragoza, we drove to Madrid. And over there also, we celebrated Mass. From Madrid, we drove to Toledo. At the Cathedral of Toledo, this cathedral is so beautiful, the most beautiful cathedral in Spain. Over there, we also prayed and celebrated Mass. From Toledo, we drove to Salamanca, and in Salamanca, we offered Mass at their chapel in the cathedral. From Salamanca, we drove to Segovia. At the monastery, we also celebrated Mass. From Segovia, we drove to Avila to visit the shrine of St. Teresa of Avila, where she passed away. From Avila, we drove to Salamanca. From Salamanca, we drove to Fatima. From Fatima, we drove to Santarém. And in Santarém, which is the most beautiful experience I had, over there, there was a church, and that was where the Eucharistic miracle happened in 1247. And in this church, we celebrated the Mass. And not only that, we venerated this Eucharistic miracle that was placed in the monstrance. And in all these areas, I have the pictures, which I will share with all of us. My dear friends, the most striking aspect of it was I saw a lot of young boys and girls from China, all over the world, and they were there to experience and to adore Jesus. It is such a wonderful sight to behold. I know most of us have been there. If you have not been there, I encourage you. It is a wonderful sight to behold. And you can see people doing rosary procession every night at Lourdes and Fatima. Rosary procession. Even people on wheelchair, they were there because they know that it is a holy ground. And when I saw these thousands of people on a procession, I remembered the Holy Family. I was driven. I was saying, oh, how I wish we can import this to this beautiful parish. So, my dear friends in Christ, we want to remind us that we are a missionary church. We have to pray for the church. We have to keep supporting the church. In the gospel of today, we heard how James and John approached Jesus, and they wanted to lobby Jesus so that both of them would be at the right and the left in the kingdom of God. But Jesus told them, if you want to be there, you have to be the servant of other people. You have to sacrifice. You have to learn how to offer your time, how to offer your talent in building the community of God. And that is what Jesus reminds us today. That as members of his body, we have to learn how to save other people. We have to look up to Jesus, who gave his life, who sacrificed all he had for the salvation of mankind. And today we are enjoying our faith. We are enjoying the sacrifice he made because of this sacrifice that he did for each and every one of us. And he encourages each and every one of us to learn from him, to learn how to offer our time, to learn how to offer our talents, to learn how to serve. Because the more we serve, the more God blesses us. Not only that, through service, we become the greatest. So if we want to achieve the kingdom of God, we have to learn how to serve. We have to learn how to consider others first before ourselves. My dear friends, let us pray in this Mass today that God will give us grace to be able to accept his words and to allow his words to transform our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.